USA Radio News.
At least 8 people are dead, and officials fear the number will increase after rain in the eastern part of Kentucky flooded streets and left people stranded on roofs and hanging from trees. The governor of Kentucky has stated that people are still unaccounted for.
This is an ongoing disaster that continues to put people in danger, and it looks like we will have more rain tonight that may worsen the situation in many places. Our death toll is growing. By the end, we expect it will be in double digits. But folks, realize that there are some people that are hard to get to. The current is significant, and there are a lot of people out there that are still in danger that need your prayers. We're also going to be without power in some places for a while.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Russian forces launched a missile attack on the Kyiv area for the first time in weeks and also attacked a northern region as well in what Ukraine said was revenge. 15 people were wounded in the Russian strikes. The recession might have begun.
After telling the American people the United States would not be entering a recession, President Biden was wrong. The gross domestic product drops nearly 1% for a second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually and putting the United States into a recession. The White House has pushed back against calling the current economy a recession, as the economy is the number one priority on Americans' minds and will play a role in the midterm elections. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The FBI has reached out to attorneys representing Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles and other women who were sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar to begin settlement talks in the $1 billion claim they brought against the federal government. The victims had brought claims against the FBI for failing to stop the sports doctor when the agency first received allegations against him. FBI agents in 2015 knew that Nassar was accused of assaulting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free for more than a year. He pleaded guilty in 2017 and is serving decades in prison. A Florida police officer is being charged with felony battery after grabbing another officer by the throat and screaming at her last year. Footage from multiple body cameras captured the sergeant officer arriving to an ongoing arrest and immediately beginning to shout expletives, as well as threatening the suspect, who was already handcuffed and inside another patrol vehicle with the door open. A female officer then grabs the sergeant by his belt and pulls him away. That's when he grabbed her by the throat. He faces up to 5 years in prison for the felony battery on the law enforcement officer. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.